Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40. Coming in hot. Because we're just talking about how nobody's ever actually...
This is good radio.
It's great radio.
We were talking about how Spencer has a disease and he can't listen to people eating without throwing up.
I can't.
And that's funny to us because he displayed a human weakness.
So if you're ever around Spencer, you can go up to him and make slurping noises and he'll get real creeped out.
If you want to see me catch a charge, that's the way to do it. Just sit there and slurp. Get a pair of onion rings and some ketchup and just sit there and suck the onion out of the batter. That'd be
great.
Sell
this podcast in a brown wrapper.
This is our Hawaii Bowl podcast in the 40 for 40 series. One of the 40 podcasts or so that we're doing. One for each one. We talk about the bowl for as long as we deem appropriate. Holly Anderson, have you ever watched an entire Hawaii Bowl all the way through?
No, I'm always at church.
Jason, have you ever watched one all the way through?
All the way through, no. I'm probably fatigued from church.
That's true. Now, I don't go to church, so I've still never watched a Hawaii Bowl all the way through because, I don't know, you're doing something or you have to talk to somebody because this comes on at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve when I have to be social with people. And that pretty much takes all of my energy.
With people, not social with bears.
That's fine. That would be easier. Much easier. One of us would get eaten. It'd be fine. But no, you have
as long as the bear didn't make slurping noises while he was chomping down on your goddamn leg.
That's why being eaten by a bear would be the worst.
He'd be fine.
You know he would.
That would be the worst thing about being eaten by a bear would be the audio.
Do bears slurp?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Those great.
I imagine there's a bunch of crunching. Mm. That probably does it too, right?
Yeah, that great pendulous lip.
You're basically a soft shell crab.
Yeah. So
you're a soft shell crab in a lot of ways, but to a bear...
As he works through my body, the last thought I'll have is, oh, God, that's a gross noise. That's it. But the Hawaii Bowl this year, we're not even going to guess. It's Cincy and San Diego State. You're not going to watch it. No one ever does. You'll probably be at church. Now, here are all the things that I did in order to avoid going to church. I made myself puke like 3 years in a row in the middle of service. Just to get
this was
out
like
of it.
2011 through 2014 too. This wasn't as a child.
This was the past three Sundays.
It was.
himself footage of people eating.
It was pretty.
Did you
recent.
See how I just went to years there and not three Sundays? Because as married to a practicing Catholic, I think of church as the one time a year I have to show up.
It's true. It's a really easy schedule to keep. Other things I did to avoid it: I pretended I was sick 1 year. That was pretty cool. And so I didn't make myself vomit. I just decided to avoid that whole rigmarole by just being ill beforehand, right? And then I just got up and walked around. Be amazed how well that worked. Just getting up and walking out. That worked like 1 year until I was threatened on pain of death from not walking around.
Too much exercise.
Wait, yeah, that's... I mean... Well, you know, it was a Catholic service, so you get a lot of exercise anyway, right?
What, standing and sitting?
Yeah.
Have I told you about the first time my parents took me to Christmas Mass as a wee one?
No, go ahead.
I must have been like 23 months old, and they've got me in there in my little dress, and it is becoming apparent that the singing part is over, and everyone is sitting down and having to be quiet, and somehow, out of the view of either one of them, I managed to stand my ass up on the bench and announced to the room of I don't know how many hundreds of people, I'm about ready to go now. And there's, you know, sit down, you little hellion. And I stomp my foot on the bare wooden bench, echoing throughout the cathedral, and state again in a louder voice, I said, I'm about ready to go now. And I didn't have to go back to church till I was like 9.
So what was the reaction? Was there? Having only been in a Catholic service once or twice,
general
I can't quite
horror.
Picture it. Because I know where I come from, somebody does that. That's, whoa, whoa, hey, 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 laughing and laughing. All right, take the kid out. We're going to holler some more.
We could have used a lot more hollering. I think then I would not have been, you know, quite so bored.
Are you opening presents on New Year's, Jason? Or on Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve. We do the one present thing. Like you get the teaser present. It's often going to be pajamas, so you can go to sleep and leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did like the one.
So I can watch the Hawaii Bowl.
Yeah, so I can watch the Hawaii Bowl. I do remember one particular, like when Southern Miss played there. I remember that was like the time I saw the end of a Hawaii Bowl, and I knew that like it was the only time. You're like, my God, look at it.
This will come. No good can come from this.
It's Larry Fedora.
Wonder if I've seen like a total hour of Hawaii Bowl. Like I know I've sat in front of many of them.
I feel like I haven't because I wouldn't have watched the Hawaii Bowl before I knew you people, and I don't ever remember making Christmas themed trash storm jokes.
Ooh, I remember the ultimate trash storm. Remember, this was Charlie Weiss's one bowl game victory at Notre Dame. One. This is the only one. That's literally the only thing I know about this game. It's the one bowl game he won at Hawaii at Notre Dame.
Will still be paying him until a week after this year's edition.
Aloha!
Aloha!
Means buyout.